My name is Zach Rogers. This is my entry for the Paul Engle essay contest, The Lake. It was 4 o'clock in the morning. I awoke from a night of deep sleep to the blaring of my alarm. Half asleep, I rolled out of bed. I pulled on my clothes and opened the back door. Immediately, the smell of fresh morning air hit my face. I stepped outside to hear the familiar clanking sound as my dad lowered the boat trailer onto the hitch. The metal of my fishing pole was cool to the touch as I placed it in the back of my dad's silver Jeep Grand Cherokee. The paint on the boat shined with the morning dew. When we had everything loaded and triple-checked, we jumped into the Jeep. As we drove, I could feel myself falling asleep, staring at the boat trailer bouncing up and down. My dad turned on his favorite radio station, Kenny Chesney Radio, and he sung along to every word. It was a calming trip, watching the flat farmland turned into the golden rolling hills of Olga State Park. I could feel my excitement filling within me, hoping to catch a monster fish as we drew closer. There was a thick cloud of dust behind us when we pulled off the gravel road onto the boat ramp. When we got out of the car, it was as if something was missing without the soothing country radio, but I pushed these thoughts aside. It was only sound for miles was the soft clicks of the boat being lowered into the crisp blue water, and the roar of the 15-horsepower engine filled the morning as my dad pulled the ripcord. We set off towards a fishing hole as the choppy blue waves slapped the hull of the boat. As we rode through the waves, the morning sunrise was stretched out across the glowing landscape. With each cast of my fishing pole, the minutes were ticking away until suddenly I felt a tug on the line. I set the hook as hard as I could, and the fish started swimming full speed away from me. The pole was bending like a tree branch in a thunderstorm, and the tension on the line was unbearable. There was a stillness about the early morning breeze, and time seemed to slow down as I was reeling in this fish. After a few moments of battling the fish, I finally got it to the boat. My dad grabbed the net, and I was ecstatic as I pulled the hook out of the fish's hard upper lip. As I put the fish on the scale, the numbers jumped to 5.3. I was shocked. It was the biggest bass I had ever caught. I was still in shock as the flash on my dad's camera took me by surprise. As I released the fish, I watched it swim back into the depths of the lake. As the sun trailed across the sky, I was leaning back in the boat, eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. The sweet taste of the grape jelly overwhelmed my taste buds. A few moments later, my dad said it was time to go and pulled the ripcord as the low rumble of the engine overtook the singing of the birds. As the day grew old, we headed back towards the boat ramp, and I realized the trip was almost over. A certain sadness came over me about how beautiful the morning had been, and on the way back home, my dad turned back on the radio. All I could think about was going back to the morning and reliving this day and the feel of that bass, except I could not, because all I could do was live in the present and take each moment for what it's worth.